hear the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're going to be focusing on something really exciting. We're going to be learning about the Murfreesboro Transportation Center. It is very close to being a reality. And Jim Kerr is with us. Jim is the Transit Operations Office Director, the director of the facility out there. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. Thank you for having us.
Good to have you with us. And you brought a friend with you.
I did. Mr. Lee Smith, he is the Deputy Transportation Director, Traffic City Engineer. Welcome aboard, Lee. He comes from TDOT, as well as some operational experience with TDOT, Florida DOT, and the city of Pensacola.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate it.
Welcome to Murfreesboro.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you have a big job to fill.
I do.
You jumped in, and you're opening up a beautiful new facility. Tell us about that. Early September is the opening, I understand.
Yes, Bart, we will be open. We're hoping to have a ribbon cutting the week of the August the 25th, and we're trying to get the TDOT commissioner scheduled, because we're trying to get him down to attend that ribbon cutting. And we're also scheduled to move our full operations for passengers and bus drivers on September the 8th.
Okay, September the 8th is when you move everything over there.
Yes, sir.
So that's when it actually becomes workable.
Yes, sir.
What will be different about this facility? Well, you don't have, the only thing you have now is a hub, which are outdoor areas where people can stand under shelter.
That is correct. We currently, our administrative office is currently off of Florence Road at Fleet, so we're totally separated at this point. What this will do is it will bring our administrative office as well as our operations office into one central location. Also, it will provide a nice pavilion for our passengers, restroom facilities, a nice convenient place to catch the bus and relax between connections. So now, it's a nice facility.
I understand there will be more than one bus going there, not just the Murfreesboro Transit buses.
That is correct. We're RTA, which is running from Murfreesboro to Nashville, they will be entering that facility. RTA is actually in the process of building a park and ride facility right next to our transit facility on the old church property on Bridge Avenue.
Oh, okay. Well, that brings up another question. With so many people riding the buses, can they come over to the transit center, park their car, and get on the bus and ride to wherever they're going?
Yes, sir.
So you can park there and go anywhere in Murfreesboro you want?
Yes, sir.
Or you can walk there, I guess, too.
Right. Well, you know, TDOT just finished, pretty much finished Highway 99, so there's pretty good sidewalks in the area, good connection, so it's looking good out there.
Okay, so park and ride also at the new center. Very good. That's a big thing. Does it cost to park?
No.
Oh, okay. Free parking. Okay. Fantastic. I understand you're going to be expanding the routes quite a bit, too.
We are. We're looking into that. That'll be something coming up in future budget cycles.
Okay. So everything, but I saw somewhere that they're going to be on a 45-minute cycle as opposed to what they are now.
Is they're currently on a 45-minute cycle.
Oh, they're currently 45.
Right.
Okay.
Now, we may be expanding our routes to an hour just because of the headways. And with the relocation, of course, the routes will vary a little bit. They won't necessarily vary, but it may take a little bit longer to complete the entire routes that we're currently operating on.
When you move into the new facility, will any of the routes that you already have be extended, go a little bit farther out in the direction they're going?
Not at this point, but what we're looking at is extending additional routes. adding additional routes to the system.
Is the number, or the number of people who are using the Murfreesboro Transit, is it what you expected it to be, or is it growing at a good rate, or what?
Well, COVID really put a damper on all of public transportation, and we're still trying to recover from COVID because it changed lifestyles and changed how people work, people going to work. So we're still recovering from the COVID as far as our ridership numbers. But hopefully, with the new transit facility, make it a lot more convenient and more accessible for riders to participate.
Reliability and on-time performance is really key for transit.
Very good. Pull the mic a little bit closer to you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I want to mention, too, in a little bit we'll be taking questions. You can call or you can text, all at the same number, 615-893-1450. Call or text. In fact, you can start texting now to get those into us, and we will start putting them on the air after the half-past break, 615-893-1450. This is a big deal here. You've added also a new fleet of buses. Of course, you ordered those buses
right
a long time ago, and COVID got you there,
you're exactly right, Bart. Yeah, we have, I think it's 12 new buses. Of course, all of those are not in operation at this time, but it gives us the ability to expand our routes, as we were speaking of earlier.
Now, what is the difference in the new buses versus the old ones? Are they bigger?
They're not bigger. They're actually a little bit smaller. The reality is we were limited on what was available based on, during COVID, the manufacturing. So they are a little bit smaller, but they're comfortable and efficient.
It was, in other words, you got what you could get.
We got what we could get. That's true.
And it took 2 years, was it?
It about 2 years, right, to get them.
So, because you don't just go down to the store and say, "I want some buses."
Exactly. Well, of course, you're leveraging federal dollars, and you got to go through that procurement process to purchase them. So it's a little bit more. A little more entailed than having to just go out and say, "I want 12 buses." So,
do you foresee a need for more buses in the near future?
I don't think in the near future, but as we grow, I could see us getting. We're typically on a 7-year or a 250,000 mile cycle for bus replacement.
Now, you've changed the name of the bus. It used to be called Rover.
Yes, sir.
You've changed, and it was bright chartreuse. You've changed the name. You've changed the color. Tell us a little about that and how that came about.
Well, I think that was pretty much driven by administration and mayor and council. They thought that we were at the point where we needed a different look. With the transition to a new facility, it's a new look. And that's kind of how it came about.
And so the new name is Murfreesboro Transportation?
Murfreesboro Transit.
Murfreesboro Transit. Okay.
Yes.
So, and the buses are very attractive. They're gray with blue logos.
Yeah, they kind of have a city map on them,
yeah.
with the Transit
neat.
Logo.
And you also have the ability to pick up bike riders, bicycles, and you can put the bikes on the front of the bus.
Sure. That is correct.
That's a big plus. And I would imagine a lot of people take advantage of that.
They do.
Truly multimodal.
Yeah. What does it cost to ride a Murfreesboro Transit?
It depends. I think it is $1. If you're a veteran, you get to ride free. I believe the rate right now is it's either $1.25, $1.50.
Okay. That's just for everybody.
Yes.
Okay.
And we do have senior. I don't have these numbers off the top of my head, Bart.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Where can people find that out?
It's on our website, Murfreesboro Transit, and also at you can purchase some tickets. You can purchase tickets at City Hall, and you can also, of course, pay on the buses. Now, we are looking at eventually being able to sell tickets at the transit facility as well.
Oh, good.
Trying to get set up.
Now, can you get a coupon or a card or something where you can buy a bunch of them and put money in your card? And
you can.
And
again, I don't have all that off the top of my head. My operations guys pretty much handle all that. But you can buy, you know, certain, you know, week passes, things of that nature that you can ride all week and whatnot.
That's Jim Kerr we're talking with. He is the transportation director at Murfreesboro Transit. Let's say howdy to Lee Smith, who is the Deputy Transportation Director. Just how long have you been here, Lee?
Right out of a month, yes, sir.
Okay, how do you like it?
Oh, I like it a lot. It's really good. I've done time with the DOT, and like mentioned at TDOT, and also was a city traffic engineer down in Florida before. So it's kind of coming back full circle, and I really enjoy it.
Well, the department, Tennessee Department of Transportation, has done a phenomenal job of helping move the road, the traffic on the interstate,
yes, sir.
And they're working also on coordinating that with the city of Murfreesboro. Is that helping you with Murfreesboro Transit?
Oh, yes, sir. It's all ties together, right? So the motorist experience, the passenger experience, from the perspective of passenger vehicles moving efficiently and safely all the way to bicyclists and pedestrians and transit riders. TDOT is really behind that. One of the projects I worked on at TDOT was this I-24 Smart Corridor, which Murfreesboro is a great partner. And so that is helping to kind of balance traffic between Murfreesboro Road and I-24 when there's a bad crash, being able to manage that traffic over to Murfreesboro Road when necessary. So that partnership is really strong between TDOT and Murfreesboro.
So you move it across, make it detour into other lanes of traffic by way of the big LED display signs on the interstate?
Yes, sir. Well, what those do, basically, one of the things is the variable speed limits. So it will slow down traffic approaching a crash, or just to harmonize the traffic flow. The Navy SEALs say slow is steady, steady is fast. So if we all slow down just a little bit, we get there faster. But that's one of the aspects, and the other aspect is when there is a crash on 24, which happens quite often, we're able to both direct traffic into the lanes that are open so they aren't wondering how to get around the crash, and direct or manage, people are going to get off, you know, the interstate when a bad crash happens, but we have traffic signal timing along the detour route on I-24 from 24 to Murfreesboro Road, and that's a partnership between the four cities and TDOT to manage that traffic. So you can try to reduce that queue of traffic on the interstate, which is a large contributor to a secondary crash, which was the thing that you really want to avoid out there, is a secondary crash.
Now, with the Murfreesboro Transit buses, do they get advantage of any of this information so that they can maybe get in a certain lane of traffic of the route that they're on and have less stops, only stops when they need to pick up or let off a passenger?
Well, not at this time. There could be some potential in the future to maybe leverage some of the technology that's out there to maybe provide that. But at this point, there is not.
It's a future plan. It's one of the things that was a goal or a strategy that is in the future. We've from TDOT's perspective and the four agencies working with WeGo and with Murfreesboro Transit to incorporate that as an alternative. I will say that the new upcoming project out there, the Choice Lane project, will have the ability for transit to get in those lanes for free. That's been something that TDOT has indicated from the beginning. So,
what will happen to the old transit hub that in the downtown area now?
Well, the city does not own that. We're leasing that from the housing authority.
Oh, okay.
So that's not ours.
So once you move to the new facility, that is gone.
Well, it is. I guess it's a conversation we'll have to have with the housing authority on you know, how that needs to be leveraged, or, you know, we could potentially use that as a stop, or we haven't gotten that far at this point.
You have quite a few covered shelters for people to stand under if the weather's bad and wait for the bus.
We do, and actually we have we're working on we did a study to add approximately 30 additional shelters throughout the city. The first phase of that is is going through design, and we're going to be actually be adding about another, I think, 7 additional shelters coming up probably within the next 6 months. It'll go out to bid and start construction on that.
And Murfreesboro Transit, I guess, has been handled in a very casual way in the past. You get on the bus, just wait on the side of the road, on the route that it's on, and you wave at the bus, I guess,
yeah.
And it stops. In other cities, they go to a bus, designated bus stop, usually with a bench or a shelter.
Right.
Will that any of that change as you add more shelters?
Yeah, well, that's the goal. That's where we're trying to get to. That's why we did the study and identified the 30 locations that, you know, we identified that we needed to go to a actual stop and not a flag system, which is, it's called flagging, which we currently have. So we are trying to migrate over to a stop system.
Is that pretty successful? Has it been successful for you?
As far as flagging
system?
Well, I mean, it's how we started, and
yeah.
You know, and it's kind of, you know, we've kind of maintained that system until we can actually get additional shelters along. There's typically, we do have a lot of signs that are up, and bus stops that we stop at, just signs and not necessarily shelters. So most of the time people will locate it, you know, will be located at that area. But sometimes we do have flag stops that we stop and pick up. But the majority of the time, they're at a stop. It may not be a shelter, but it's at a stop.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment, checking on the traffic and weather, and we'll be back and take some more of your questions. In fact, if you have questions, this is when we'll start airing them. Maybe we've already gotten a few texts here. You can text us questions. You can call us, either one, at the same phone number, 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. Jim Kerr is with us. He is the Murfreesboro Transit's transportation director. And Lee Smith, who's 1 month on the job, the deputy transportation director for Murfreesboro. And that has a lot of weight in that job. He is a busy, busy person. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The Braves play here. Hey, this is Ben Ingram. You're listening to the Mid-States home of Atlanta Braves baseball. News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We're trying to give them a place where they can eat with their family that's not fast food. We want to create an atmosphere where we can sit down and just have a good old-fashioned family dinner. But unfortunately now, most people can't do it at home. So, you know, two people are working, the kids' activities. And so what we're doing is we provide that, and we make it affordable. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hi, Murfreesboro. This is Amanda from Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street. We have not forgotten about our reptile lovers either. Here at Animal City, we have a great selection of products for our cold-blooded friends, too. Here at Animal City, we have a full range of habitats, substrates, and other accessories. We have a great selection of products for our reptile lovers. We are so proud to be Murfreesboro's pet destination for 35 years. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. Family owned and operated.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Weekday mornings at 8:10 on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning. Trying to wrap up this wreck in South Nashville on 65 North, just up from Armory. It did have traffic a little bit slow up through there a few minutes ago. Coming up from Brentwood, Franklin, Williamson County here into South Nashville on 65 northbound, just past Armory. Also in the clearing stages of a crash down in Williamson County on 840 right at I-65. Still slow. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment tonight at 6 o'clock. Order online today, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic. traffic.
Few scattered showers and storms at times this afternoon with cloudy skies and a high in the low 90s. Tonight, slight chance for rain and storms, a low near 71. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS.
Sometimes.
Currently, it's 72.
Strange things can happen.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
There's really no reason to be afraid.
On WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. Oh, happy birthday to Dan Wing, teacher over at Black Fox Elementary School. He is the winner today of the Slick Pig's Delicious Banana Pudding. Happy birthday, Dan. Our good neighbor of the day is Lainey Rice. Lainey Rice, the person who nominated Lainey, said she's awesome at her job and doing it with a smile and a word that's so kind and cheerful to everybody. Lainey Rice. She'll be receiving beautiful flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And speaking of Jenny, today is her birthday too. You heard us mention that this morning. So as you run into Jenny Harrison today, wish her a happy birthday. Welcome back to the Action Line. We are focusing on Murfreesboro Transit. Big changes coming at Murfreesboro Transit. Some positive changes. Beautiful new facility is about to open. It's opening up probably later this month, but for sure the first or second weekend of next month. And that's when the buses will all move from the downtown hub to the facility over off of New Salem Highway. It's going to be a real plus. Let's take a phone call right here. Our number is 615-893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I just had a question. Why did they not rebuild that stop in front of Adams Place when it was damaged? They just tore it down.
So you had a sheltered stop in front of Adams Place on Memorial.
Yes. Well, I know that we'll have to look into that. I know that we're adding an additional stop there in front of Adams Place with our new shelters that are going out for bid in the next few months. So I'll check into that. I wasn't aware of that.
So it's totally gone?
Yep.
Okay. Well, hopefully they can get that back for you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling and making us aware of that. That's so important. If you notice something like that, you had in your area before and it's no longer there, call us, because that's so important. Traffic projects. When you think of Murfreesboro, you think of traffic. Do you have a magic wand you're going to wave and get rid of the traffic? Or if you ride the bus, that reduces traffic. Yeah,
that does help, no doubt, Bart. No, we do have several kind of innovative projects that we're developing, and actually we're under construction. We're currently under construction on, and I'm gonna kind of introduce this, and I'm gonna kick it off to Lee and let him kind of talk through some things. But we do have an adaptive signal project that is currently in construction for Rutherford Boulevard. It's basically 14 signalized intersections from Broad Street all the way to Highland that will be interconnected via fiber and basically using smart technology to operate that specific system. And it's called an adaptive system. We're also finalizing plans on a responsive signal system on Memorial Boulevard. And that will be from St. Clair to Thompson Lane. And I want to let Lee kind of talk through the differences between adaptive and responsive, and kind of let him give you an update of how we're partnering with TDOT on other corridors that are state routes.
Okay, and Lee, again, tell us, when you define those, tell us the areas that they're going to be in.
Yes, sir, Bart. So the adaptive project is on Rutherford Boulevard, and then the traffic responsive project is on Murfreesboro Road. They're in
Memorial Boulevard.
Oh, sorry, Memorial Boulevard. Sorry. So, kind of the baseline for traffic signalization. First, you want to coordinate the signals so they're on the same time clock, so to speak. So that your goal is to, when a vehicle is in a platoon of cars, you arrive on green for a series of signals. So adaptive traffic signal control has to do with a computer basically selecting that cycle time. So it, instead of it being maybe your phase being 30 seconds, it would dynamically select it to be 50 seconds to keep that green, they call it a green band, so that you're having cars that are in all green lights, is the idea. That has benefit in certain situations, but it can do two things. It can kind of violate, they say, violate motorist expectations, so they are expecting it to kind of turn red and they don't know what to do sometimes. But more than that, when the traffic is, they call saturated, where you just are not able to move the cars as you'd like. That happens on some corridors in town, and it, all over the country, really. It's just a saturated condition can be there. So that isn't as effective in that situation. But the other method is traffic responsive, which is a little bit more intuitive to drivers because it uses similar, they call them timing plans, but it dynamically selects from those timing plans. So like the very peak traffic, you have a timing plan to kind of accommodate that, but traffic responsive will select timing plans kind of leading up to the peak and after the peak, and also is does a very good job in off-peak times, in the evenings, after the peak hour, weekends, that sort of thing. And we want to improve traffic flow at all times. And so we want to make driver's trip reliable and also improve that travel time wherever we can throughout the day. People understand to some extent that during the peak of the peak, it's hard to move traffic, but we can eke out a little bit more capacity, a little bit more throughput. Those two methods, if applied in the appropriate place, adaptive signal timing and traffic responsive, they can have a really positive effect on the motorist experience.
Here's a question from a listener. They say that they like to check the city's traffic cameras each morning before they go to work to see if the traffic is okay, and they have to sit and watch through all of the intersections in town before they go to the one that affects them. All they're interested in is one, and they would like to watch that for a while without being switched to another one to see if the traffic is moving smoothly. Is that a possibility?
We are working on that actively, Bart.
So that's a possibility.
Oh yes, sir. We're actually
we have been working on this for a few years when he was with TDOT and me with the city. So we're go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's different ways to present that video. Currently, the way we're doing it is on that YouTube channel. It kind of cycles through. So what we're doing now is working with TDOT to potentially display that same video on what they call the SmartWay map that TDOT uses. So you have those cameras that have been up there for years, shows you the traffic conditions on the interstate. What we're working to do is to put city cameras on there as well, so that motorists, citizens will be able to see both sets of cameras in one interface. So that's our goal. It's taking a little bit of time to kind of work through the details. We feel pretty strongly this will be a win for TDOT and for Murfreesboro, and other local agencies may be interested in it as well. But to the caller's specific question, totally understand that what the need is. We want those cameras to be situational awareness before they leave for their trip and everything. So this initiative is going to help to do that.
I guess people, it seems, at least from that call, more and more people are using technology to see how the traffic's doing before they head out in the mornings.
Yes, sir.
So that makes sense to tie it in with TDOT and that large map that you can get on the Internet.
Yes, sir.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. You can talk or text 615-893-1450. And here's a question texted in dealing with the Murfreesboro Transit bus. The person's wanting to know, will the buses, once they stop at a specified location, will they be able to let people off who have a handicap prior to a stop because it's simply closer to their home and easier for them to get to their destination?
I would say yes, to inform the driver, sure.
That's what's neat about Murfreesboro. I mean, if you were in a big city, like even Nashville probably, and you wanted to get off somewhere in the middle of a route, they're not going to stop.
Yeah. It's got to be in a safe condition, though.
Well, yeah, it's got to
be a safe condition, but yes.
That's good to hear. And are these buses that you have, the new ones, are they handicap accessible? And what is handicap?
Of course, they are handicap accessible.
What is handicap accessible? Do you have a lift,
basically a lift in the back of the bus that can lift the wheelchair and bring it.
So if you're in a wheelchair, just wait there on the side of the roadway on the sidewalk.
That is correct.
And the bus will put the lift.
The driver will assist.
Because you don't have to get on the street, I don't guess, with a wheelchair.
No, I think we can get it from the sidewalk.
Okay, very good. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. Here's Lee, you're getting some good questions. This person's saying that they hear the reports each week on the radio about road conditions where there are construction sites. Are you the one that puts those out? And would you be able to include with those some of the areas to avoid that don't have construction sites, just areas to avoid?
Our department puts those out or is involved in that. I can check on that aspect. I guess the areas to avoid, we would need to have some idea about some recurring condition, because if it, you know, traffic's dynamic. So a construction site, a work zone that's planned is certainly an area to avoid. But I'd have to figure out maybe the category of situation where they would want to avoid other areas. I guess what I'm trying to say is the predominant known condition is a work zone that's planned. Everything else is pretty dynamic.
Here's another question from a listener. This one says, I travel along the Old Fort Parkway pretty regularly, and when I get to the area around Target, it's always a headache. I've never been able to figure out the entrance into Target, and I think I'm not the only motorist. Also, as you take that exit and go around in front of some of the restaurants there, especially the Chick-fil-A, the people are waiting out in the streets in their cars, lined up to get in, and you can't go down the road. It's a two-lane road. One lane is blocked with people trying to get into the restaurant at lunchtime, so you can just pretty well avoid that area totally. That should not be their thing.
I'll take that one, Bart. We've recently completed a concept report for Old Fort Parkway, and last year we actually submitted a partnership application with TDOT to do some roadway improvements on that corridor. They accepted our application, and that project is moving forward to not only widen Old Fort Parkway, but to add, it will dynamically change all of the intersection connections to Old Fort Parkway, make them more efficient, as well as adding additional right-in, right-outs associated with the access roads. And that project is currently advertised by TDOT for design. So that project is moving forward, and you know, we're hoping in a few years they'll be under construction.
Very good. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're talking about transportation, Murfreesboro Transit. We're talking about the new transit center that's about to open. That facility is a marvelous facility. I mean, I've driven in there and looked around for news purposes, gotten pictures and what have you. Tell us a little about what to expect once you pull in to the new transportation center.
Sure, Bart. Basically, we have about a 10,000 square foot administration building, which is what's facing Highway 99. We also have about a 2,400 square foot passenger pavilion, which sits behind the administration building, where in all the berth bays, bus berth bays surround that location. And we also have a bus maintenance facility, about 3,000 square feet, to do minor repairs on our buses and things of that nature. Anything major will still take them to our fleet center on Florence Road for major repairs.
Right now, you have everything is out on Florence Road, so this is going to be a plus to have it all in the center of town.
Exactly. We'll get everybody in one location, because currently we are operating out of Florence right now, so we're coming in from Florence. We'll actually be taking some traffic off of Broad Street. How about that?
So when you do that, do you have all 12 buses out at Florence right now? Or?
Yes.
And do you have the old buses too?
We have a few backups as well.
Okay, so you have a few of the old ones,
yes,
plus 12 new ones out,
yes,
there waiting, and you're circulating through those, and you're trying to get you try to get the buses out of use at how many miles again? 250,000, you say?
Yeah. Federal requirements. I think it's 7 years, 250,000 miles. So it's whatever comes first is when you should start replacing your buses.
The mayor has been on the radio several times talking about Greyhound buses coming into town and just letting people off at various locations, Old Fort Park, into the parkway, into the park there, different places. And he's concerned that maybe some cities, and he's come out and said it, some cities are buying tickets for homeless people to get them out of their community and send them to Murfreesboro. Will the Greyhound buses be coming to the transportation hub?
Well, at this point, we're discussing that with administration right now, so there has been no definite decision made either way of how Greyhound is going to operate. So that's currently under discussion.
So if that happens, will you have a control over people getting off, or will they just let them off there, or will they still let them off? Let passengers off anywhere in the community.
Well, we don't know at that point. I mean, we're
but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, we're currently in negotiation. You know, our administration is working with them to try to identify a solution. It's, at this point, I can't answer that, I guess, is what I'm saying.
It hasn't happened yet.
So
our phone number is 615-893-1450. Talk or text, whichever you prefer. 615-893-1450. Our final segment of the show comes up in a moment, so if you have a question for Jim Kerr or Lee Smith, better get it in quickly or it'll be too late.
We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We just got in a new shipment of natural diamonds with very competitive prices. We carry the popular shapes like oval, marquee, cushion, radiant, and emerald cut. The cut is probably one of the most important parts of a diamond, and we are here to help you find the best diamonds for you. The sparkle of these excellent cut diamonds shows that nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come see us for all your lawn and garden needs. Also, if you're looking for that great gift idea, please come see us. If you're looking for that perfect outfit or a wedding gift or baby gift, come see us at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. And if you haven't heard, we also carry the rain chains if you're looking for something to replace your old gutter or put somewhere where you can't put a gutter. Come see us at the Co-op Farm and Home Center, Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church.
Few scattered showers and storms at times this afternoon with cloudy skies and a high in the low 90s. Tonight, slight chance for rain and storms, a low near 71. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 72.
The Atlanta Braves play here. I'm Ben Ingram, and you're listening to Middle Tennessee's home of the Atlanta Braves. News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.
Hey, welcome back. Our guest this morning as we focus on Murfreesboro Transit, and in reality, just traffic, too. We don't have traffic problems. Our number is 615-893-1450. Lee Smith is with us, the Deputy Transportation Director. And along with Lee, is Jim Kerr, who's the transportation director for the city of Murfreesboro. Big times ahead, moving into a new transportation hub for Murfreesboro Transit buses. And that comes along in early September. So when do you think people will stop? Will there be a day you just stop going to the old hub to get on the bus?
Or? Yeah, the official date is September 8th, where we will be operating out of the new transit facility for the...
Stop going downtown, and from after that, just get on the bus wherever you normally would get on the bus, where it goes.
Yes.
Okay. That makes it easier for everybody. Here's a question, and they said that they had been to the downtown office in the courthouse, City Hall, and they were very impressed with the bank of TVs and everything, but it's been quite a few years since they've done that. And they're wondering, do you still have that facility in City Hall?
Yeah, that's our traffic operations center. So that's where all of our traffic signals, the communication comes back to. So we have, like you mentioned, a bank of video monitors to be able to monitor traffic just from a perspective of situational awareness, traffic patterns, and love to have the public come in and take a look. We're really proud of it. We mentioned before, we're trying to use technology innovation wherever we can to improve traffic flow. And that ability to monitor traffic, one of the big things, Bart, that has advantage of is for maintenance, because our guys can look at those cameras and look at our system, our interface, and say, yeah, this traffic signal is having problems. Instead of going out there and checking it out with a wrench, they can check it out remotely. Say, yeah, I need to do this, this, and this. So that saves a lot of time and resources to keep those signals maintained. That's a big part of traffic signal operation, is the maintenance, the detection, those kinds of things. And not only for traffic engineering, signalization, using those cameras to see, yeah, that traffic pattern is not doing like we want it to do. And then also, well, maybe it's a maintenance issue. So all those are part of keeping a reliable system in place. So yeah, we're really proud of that bank of TVs, and we'd love to show anybody that'd like to see them.
For people who don't know, how many traffic signals are there in Murfreesboro?
160, about around 160.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. You run into people who say, I'm from a town that has five signals or something. 160, that's way up
there.
Yeah,
we've got about 53 CCTV cameras as well. One thing that's kind of funny, Bart, we talk about maintaining the traffic system. We have some citizens out there that drive around, go to work early, drive around late, and they will actually call us and say, can you look at this? And we appreciate that, because, in the middle of the night, we're not out there, but, if they see something that's not operating correctly, they will email us or something, and we'll take care of it. So we appreciate any input we can get.
Team effort.
That's what's great about it. Yeah. Here's another question from a listener who says, I drive to work regularly each morning about 7 o'clock on Thompson Lane, and I go downtown on Broad. When I get to the Thompson and Broad intersection to turn left, oftentimes the traffic signal changes red in my lane, the turn lane, before I get to turn. There's nothing coming toward me sometimes. That traffic is just not there, nobody there, and yet I have to wait for a whole cycle. Is there any way to put a yellow blinking light or something? They said they're from Georgia, and they've had the blinking yellow lights there at big intersections also.
That's dual left protected.
We have the flashing yellow arrow in other places in town. Uh-huh. So there's a couple possibilities there. what may be happening could be a detection issue, could be it's a protected left, it sounds like. So either the cycle signal timing plan.
It's a dual left protected.
Okay. Gotcha.
So that's why it's
protected.
Well,
what does that mean? What is dual left protected?
Well, there's two left turns.
Oh, okay.
That turn. And protected means they get the arrow only, because you want to protect the dual left movement. You'll see the flashing yellows are typically on single lane operations. Mm-hmm. Dual left, it's a little bit more challenging because of your sight distance, your speed, and your opposing volumes as far as providing protection to the motorist.
Okay. So is that a possibility? I can see their frustration of sitting there and not being able to move and going through a signal. How long is the signalization there?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
We can definitely look into it. See if something is hanging up there.
Yeah, if you get recalling. The gentleman's number, we'll give him a call back.
Okay, we will do that.
Sure.
Let's see. We have time for about maybe one or two more before we take another question. Is there anything that you wanted to mention before we leave? Because once the time's gone, we don't want that to happen.
I would like to mention we're in the process of kicking off a study. It's called a Safe Street for All study. And what this does, it's pretty much promoted by the Federal Highway Administration. It's a grant that we got from the Federal Highway Administration, which it basically focuses on safety of all modes of transportation, which is pedestrian, bikes, and the motoring public. So there will be a public outreach for some meetings on that, and I'd like to encourage people to participate in that public outreach. And we're hoping to get that project kicked off within the next couple weeks.
So sometime in the next couple of weeks, we will
initiate the project. It'll probably be 3 to 4 months down the road before we start engaging the public for public comment, but we will be reaching out to the public.
Okay, just stay tuned to WGNS and we will keep you informed. Special thank you to Lee Smith, Deputy Transportation Director, City of Murfreesboro, for joining us this morning. And Jim Kerr, you always have good answers for us. He is the Transportation Director. Thank you both for joining us. Looking forward to the new Transit Center. Stay with us. Much more to come right here.